Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. It is Friday. We'll have the Friday song for you a little bit later on. I will tell you, this has been a busy, busy week in Washington. You had the Mark Zuckerberg hearings in both the Senate side and the House side. You've got a meeting yesterday between the president and Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein, I guess, apparently still has his job. And there's so much else going on. Let's check in with our friend Kayleigh McEnany, the spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, the RNC, joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Kayleigh, good morning, and how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
You ready for the weekend?
I am ready for the weekend, for sure.
I am too. I don't even know where to begin. Let's begin with what's going on in Washington. I was watching, and I do this for opposition research. I'm one of the few, by the way. MSNBC, and I hear Rachel Maddow claiming that the RNC has a war room to deal with James Comey and the book that's coming out. Is that true?
We do. You know, we have a real live operation to respond to Jim Comey. We've been preparing it for weeks. We're very proud of it because we think if Jim Comey is going to come out and smear the president, there needs to be some sort of a response. And that response needs to be reminding the American people of all of the various misdeeds of Jim Comey, from misleading Congress on when he decided to exonerate Clinton to whether he was an anonymous source. And the list goes on and on and on. So we thought it was apt to remind the American people of that.
You use the word mislead Congress. Is that the same as lying to Congress? And that's a
crime,
right?
That's the same.
Right?
It's Friday, so I decided to use a euphemism. But yes, it's a very, very serious thing.
Let me ask you, if so, then why isn't the Trump administration prosecuting James Comey?
Well, look, you know, I think that we have a Justice Department that doesn't seem to be really aggressively going after people who need to be a subject of investigation, people like Hillary Clinton, people like James Comey. Instead, this Justice Department, under the leadership of Rod Rosenstein, is authorizing the FBI and investigators to break into someone's personal office, their hotel, take the hinges off their door, not on the basis of any crime, but on the basis of really salacious, gossipy allegations that belong on a tabloid in the supermarket. So they're very busy going after the wrong fish, and especially given that James Comey's book just came out and said, you know, there was no obstruction of justice. I don't think the president acted illegally in any way in my interactions, which is a pretty striking observation on Jim Comey's part.
And by the way, James Comey, just in the excerpts that I've heard read over the air by various hosts, apparently even he says there really isn't any evidence of collusion. He says he is a witness, and you know that Robert Mueller's the one that's going to have to sort this all out. The fact that James Comey doesn't think there was Russian collusion or collusion by the Trump administration with Russia, does that tell you maybe there's no there there?
There's no there there. I mean, we know there's no collusion. Let's be real. 1.4 million pages of documents have been reviewed, given from the Trump campaign, 20,000 pages of documents from the White House, 37 witnesses, and that's just the special counsel. So, no, there's no collusion. Now we know there's no obstruction from Jim Comey's book. So what are we left with? We're left with Stormy Daniels, which polls show the American people don't care about. There's no illegality there. It was something from a decade ago in Trump's past with no criminal activity involved, at least on the part of the president. So that's what we're left with after this witch hunt that's been going on for far too long, the special counsel for a year, and the Russia investigation going back to July of 2016.
One of the blockbusters this week was Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, announcing he's going to step down at the end of the year. In fact, we'll stay on until January. The excuse he uses is, I want to make sure that my kids, my teenage kids, can have a dad that's not just a weekend dad. Understandable, laudable. But skeptics in Washington are saying, no, this is, he doesn't want to have to hand that gavel off to Nancy Pelosi in January. Which do you think it is?
We don't think that's true at all, that he doesn't want to hand the gavel off to Pelosi. You know, he's very authentic when he talks about not wanting to be a weekend dad. Even CNN has given him that much, saying we know that this is, in fact, true to how he feels, wanting to not forgo those fatherly duties in his kids' last few years at home. But, you know, we also make no amends that, you know, this is a historic challenge as we look forward to November. We've got a very uphill battle on our hands. I think everyone recognizes that, and we've got to fight to the end because we do want the next speaker to be someone with an R behind their name. So that means really looking at the challenge and taking it head on and getting the space enthusiastic.
Kayleigh McEnany joining us, the national spokesperson for the RNC, joining us on the City National Bank guest hotline. There is a question, though, as to whether he should be a lame duck through January, or should he step down, allow Steve Scalise or Kevin McCarthy or maybe somebody else to take the reins and run with it? Is he doing the wrong thing by staying until January?
No, we think this is the right thing to do. You know, stepping aside any time short of January would put the focus on who's the next speaker in that race within our party to get that title. But that title, as I said, it may not exist in November. And the only way it exists is if Republicans maintain a majority in the House. So, you know, our sole and exclusive focus has to be on the midterms. And Speaker Ryan, by staying on board, ensures that is our focus as we approach November. So, no, I think a leadership race right now would not be helpful for the party.
I want to ask you about something that happened. 2 days of hearings with Mark Zuckerberg. He said that Facebook wants to provide a platform for all ideas. And then he rattles off a nut. Well, and then we find out that Diamond and Silk were banned. Catholic pages were stripped out. What do you make of the testimony of one Mark Zuckerberg, billionaire?
Yeah, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has some real questions to answer, especially when it comes to censoring. And I thought that was, in addition to privacy, one of the most marquee headline issues that needed to be answered. And I'm not satisfied that, you know, the point of view of conservatives isn't being banned. There are individuals who censor content on Facebook in the heart of Silicon Valley. As Mark Zuckerberg said, this is a very liberal area of the country, and he doesn't know the political persuasion of his employees. And, you know, the chances are they are liberals, and chances are they are censoring conservative content, and we've seen countless examples of this. So, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was asked to name an instance in which MoveOn.org was censored or Planned Parenthood, and he couldn't. So this is a real question, and, you know, while he came and was very polished and clearly had a great PR firm that prepped him for this, we need to ensure, especially as we approach these elections, that conservatives get to have a voice too.
I want to ask you, who should, I mean, assuming you believe that there are some things terrorism. He cited terrorism. It was a part of his talking points, obviously, because it was his default answer. Well, we can't have terrorism on these platforms. If somebody is going to determine that somebody should not be on this platform, who is it? Is it the government? Is it private industry? Who is it that gets to play God?
You know, that's a great question. You know, number one, when it comes to the government deciding, you know, that seems like a great solution, although we know the IRS bullied Tea Party groups, so we can't always trust government in that regard, especially under a Democratic administration. There are also a host of free speech concerns. Of course, we don't want terrorism or incitement to violence. That's a very specific, specific and nuanced type of speech, and we don't want that. But we also don't want individuals stepping in, declaring that pro-life views are terrorism. Views, which we have seen groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center label right-wing groups that are innocuous as, you know, organizations that are inciting violence in society. So it's a hard question because when you leave it to a private organization, a lot of times they'll be overly broad in determining that. But when you leave it to the government, can't always trust the government either, and certainly not if it gets in the hands of a Democratic president again.
Kaylee, one of the things that I've been so happy to see over the course of the last few months, the National Day of Action that the RNC has promoted, and they've been here in Nevada showing candidates how to use data, how to use technology, and it's so cool. It's also training up people to be activists. Are we getting into that again with the RNC?
Oh, of course. We're doing that all across the country, several times a month even. We always are engaging in training. Our National Day of Action is something we're particularly proud of because you're right, it's training candidates, it's training volunteers, and it's something Democrats can't do. They just don't have the resources. We have, you know, four times as much cash on hand. We have the resources to do this. And ultimately, in November, it will be determined, number one, first and foremost, by the things we've achieved. But number two, it's getting the message of what we've achieved to the American people. And that's where the National Day of Action and training and resources and door knocking and phone banking become so important because we need people to hear the great news of everything that's gone on here in Washington.
Are you going to be doing that again here in Nevada?
I'm sure, leading up. I'm not sure of our exact schedule yet. I know okay. We have something in Iowa going on this weekend, but I'm sure Nevada is a hot place for us.
Kaylee, I tell you what, I love talking to you. We'll do it again. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
All righty, there you go. Kaylee McEnany joining us. And I think they've got another one of those Day of Actions here in Nevada. We'll see if we can dredge that up. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, by the way, did I mention 10 o'clock? We're going to be joined in studio by the president of Americans for Prosperity, Tim Phillips. He'll join us coming up just after 10 o'clock. We'll talk about what AFP is doing. Not just here in Nevada, but across the nation, to promote smaller, leaner, more efficient government, et cetera. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I'd been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada, and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. We are the statewide program of record, and we're with you every day, 9 until noon. I absolutely love it. And one of the things that we do on Friday is we celebrate what we think is the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday is the day that we work for all week long. And on Friday, we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
By request for the folks out in Greeley, Colorado, Miami, Florida, Kansas City, and all across our listening area. Great to have you with us. Okay, Rod Rosenstein met with the president yesterday. Nothing major came out of it that we know of, at least yet. But it's Friday, and usually Friday, about 4 o'clock, we get a dump of stuff. And it's usually somebody getting fired. But Nancy Pelosi, at her weekly news conference, every Thursday, because, you know, Congress only works 4 days a week, really 3 days a week. And oftentimes, well, in fact, just about every Thursday, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi have their little mini news conferences right before they jump on an airplane and head home. But Nancy Pelosi talked about the potential firing of Robert Mueller and said it would definitely lead to a constitutional crisis. Listen to Nancy Pelosi yesterday in our nation's capital.
The three things that could happen. The president could let the investigation proceed, which Republicans in the Senate, at least, are encouraging him to do. We haven't seen too much of that in the House. Secondly, he could fire Mueller, or third, Rosenstein. I think they are synonymous. They are the same thing. The firing of Rosenstein should be viewed by the public as the curtailing of the investigation, effectively firing Mueller to do the job he's there to do. It would be a constitutional question. Right now, well, as you probably are aware, since Christmas, we have been prepared for the president taking such an action, hoping that he would not, but prepared if he did. And we have hundreds legal authorities, experts, judges, U.S. attorneys, academic experts on the subject of our Constitution standing ready to speak out should the president do that. As you may know, 800 events are planned around the country by some of the outside groups should the president do that. But let's hope that that gives us some leverage to say to the president, you might want to think once, hopefully twice, about doing this. But it would be a constitutional crisis. We'd take it one step at a time.
I'm blown away by this ability to having 800 public protests ready to go all across the country. We should be having 800 of these protests to protest the lack of action on Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails. I mean, you can go all the way. Well, you can go as far back as you want, but the fact that there's been inaction on the part of this Justice Department and FBI when it comes to Hillary Clinton, I mean, I'm blown away, and it's one of the things that we have to fight. And I'm going to bring this up to Tim Phillips, that they've got outside groups that are ready to trigger 800 different events around the country. Protests, rallies, whatever you want to call them. And do we have that? I don't sense that we do. Do we have the ability to have in the queue, so to speak, 800 of these events? I don't think we've got that ability. And maybe we need that ability. Coming up, we mentioned Diamond and Silk yesterday. Diamond and Silk spoke out late yesterday, last night. And by the way, has Facebook really reached out to him or not? We'll see. That's all coming up. Stick around, man. We got a busy, busy Friday. Rico Aller, refugee from the People's Republic of California. He's currently residing in beautiful Carson City. Yeah, he'll join us coming up just after 11 o'clock. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. The program all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, so tell me this, are Diamond and Silk dangerous? Are they unsafe? And should they be banned from Facebook? 2 days of testimony on the Hill. It came up a couple of times. He still Mark Zuckerberg still doesn't know what the thing was about. Although it's our understanding that may have been fixed. But I want you to hear Diamond and Silk. They were on last night with Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel. And essentially set the record straight about the bias against conservatives by Facebook.
We were never taken down. Our page was still up, but algorithms was put in place where people wasn't our fans and followers that come and like our page was not receiving notifications.
Oh, I see.
It was not coming up in their news feed. And they was like, where have you all been?
Right.
You all are not coming up in our news feed. We've been back and forth with Facebook. Facebook has admitted to their error. They're going to have to correct it. And what's going to tell the story is when we do our Chit Chat Live show on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live, that's what's going to tell the tale if all of those algorithms are off of our page.
Do you think Mark Zuckerberg does have a bias against conservative sites, conservative participants?
I believe him and his platform does.
Yes,
yes we do.
Yes.
A lot of conservatives, listen, we've been getting complaints. We begin to get several complaints of the platforms where they're being censored.
Yes.
Where their people can't see their content.
That's
and
right.
That's not fair.
And to even put a label against our brand as unsafe to the community, that is wrong because that's now worldwide and it's hitting back here at home where we're supposed to be unsafe to the community and it's been deemed as terrorists, like Diamond and Silk are terrorists.
And we're not terrorists. All we talk, we love our country, we love our president. You can say we two black chicks down with politics, but don't censor our page.
Don't
censor anybody's pages and get these algorithms off of conservative pages.
Do they even know what algorithms are? I mean, I'm not very very savvy into algorithms. Do you know what algorithms are? Okay. Jameson does. Okay, maybe it's generational. Anyway, this is something we're just going to have to wait and see and see how it plays out. I don't think there's anybody within the sound of my voice that doesn't agree with the following statement. Facebook is politically biased against conservatives. And by the way, if there's somebody out there that disagrees with that statement, call me right now. In fact, I'll even give you the private number here. It's not really private. I just said that. 844, the number 2. Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you honestly believe that Facebook plays it right down the middle? Can you name me liberal groups, Planned Parenthood, various Democrat candidates? Can you give me a list of Democrat/liberal groups that have been banished from Facebook? I don't know of a lot of them. If you do, let me know and let us all know. And the fact is, because the phone, so far we have not found one person. Isn't that weird? We haven't found one person yet, and we did this, 30 seconds ago, that disagree with that statement. The fact is, I don't think there is anybody out there that will disagree with that statement. Because the fact is, we all know that Facebook is politically biased against conservatives. We know that. It's a fact. It's undisputable. Anyway, I will leave one line open. And just for people that disagree with the following statement, Facebook is biased against conservatives. If you don't agree with that, you call me right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you agree with it, that's fine. But I'm looking for people that disagree with that statement because I think that is what I call a universal truth. That is something that nobody can dispute. That is something that I think we all would agree upon. Now, the other thing we are watching, in addition to whether Rod Rosenstein or Robert Mueller or both will be fired this weekend. And by the way, I'm wondering if he's waiting for military action in Syria, which would take the focus off of anything he does here domestically. I'm wondering if the president is simply waiting for the first bombs to drop in Syria before he fires Rod Rosenstein and or Robert Mueller. But James Mattis, what they call SecDef, or Secretary of Defense, he testified yesterday before the House Armed Services Committee and was questioned about a possible military response in Syria. I want you to listen very closely to what James Mattis says. That would be cut 7. Here is James Mattis, SecDef.
I don't want to get, as you'll understand, into the details of a potential decision by the commander-in-chief due to this latest attack, which is absolutely inexcusable. There have been a number of these attacks. In many cases, you know, we don't have troops. We're not engaged on the ground there. So I cannot tell you that we had evidence, even though we certainly had a lot of media and social media indicators that either chlorine or sarin were used. As far as our current situation, if, like last time, we decide we have to take military action in regard to this chemical weapons attack, then like last time, we will be reporting to Congress just as we did when we fired slightly over a year ago. As far as the counter-violent extremists, counter-ISIS.
So let me go back to this. So before taking any action, you would report to Congress as to the nature of what that action might be?
I will speak only to the fact that we will report to Congress. We'll keep open lines of communication. There will be notification to the leadership, of course, prior to the attack, but we'll give a full report to the Congress itself, probably as rapidly as possible. On the counter-violence...
And so let's just stick with this. I'd also then like to know, would you take action absent support from our allies? I know that the administration is engaged in talks with France and the UK. Would you seek to have them involved in any action we might take?
As you know, ma'am, Congresswoman, our
would that be a precondition?
Strategy is to engage by, with, and through allies in all things we do. I do not want to discuss the current situation because I owe confidentiality to our allies due to the sensitive nature of military operations and the need to keep those secret. I think you'll find nothing inconsistent with your view in what we're doing without going into any details.
That's James Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. I think we're going to do something, and I think it's going to be military, and I think it's going to be multilateral. I think the Germans are going to sit this one out, and I don't know why, but the French and the English and other allies apparently are all in. And in fact, they've been pushing for a military option. And it's really the president that has said, are we sure? Are we absolutely 1,000% sure that it was the Syrians that did the chemical attack? Are we sure it was chlorine or some other fatal gas? And I think that the president, and he is wise to do this, is waiting to see, to get all the information in, to get independent observers into Syria so they can declare a smoking gun. We'll see how this plays out. Stick around. We got a lot to do. Man, we are busy, busy, busy. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you. the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Tim Phillips joining us in studio coming up top of the hour. He is the president, the national president of Americans for Prosperity, a great organization. They're not just activists, but they're teaching conservatives how to be activists. And I love that part of what they do. That'll be coming up top of the hour. Now, in the meantime, we talked a lot yesterday And we didn't have a chance to go to it live, but and then that's why I wanted to bring at least a couple of clips in with me. Mike Pompeo is currently the head of the CIA. He is the nominee for the Secretary of State. Let's go to cut three. And this was Mike Pompeo yesterday with, who was this? Cory Booker. And let's just say this. Cory Booker is running for president. He's unannounced, but we all know he's running for president. He's one of about 20 or 25 people that have expressed interest in running for president. So color his style of questioning, understanding that he's trying to play to the left of the Democrat Party. Here's Cory Booker along with Mike Pompeo.
You said in a speech that mourning an America that endorses perversion and calls it an alternative lifestyle, those are your words. Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership. You do not believe that that should be allowed?
Senator, I believe it's the case. We have married gay couples at the CIA. You should know. I treated them with the exact same set of rights.
Believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
Sex is a perversion? Because it's what you said here,
Senator,
in one of your speeches. Yes or no? Do you believe gay sex is a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
I will conclude by saying, sir, you're going to be Secretary of State of the United States at a time that we have an increase in hate speech and hate actions against Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, Indian Americans. Hate acts are on the increase in our nation. You're going to be representing this country and their values abroad in nations where gay individuals are under untold persecution, untold violence. Your views do matter. You're going to be dealing with Muslim states and on Muslim issues. And I do not necessarily concur that you are performing the values of our nation when you believe that there are people in our country that are perverse, and where you think that you create different categories of Americans and their obligations when it comes to condemning of violence.
Which does beg the question, can somebody view homosexuality as perverse and yet still honor them under the law? It is the law. That they have the same rights legally. Now that doesn't mean does that mean that every American should be forced to agree? And I'm not sure that it does. But I think what Mike Pompeo was saying is I treat them the same way I treat heterosexual couples, and that's. I mean, that's good enough for me. If you want to ask, well, can you believe that it's perverse and treat them with respect and with the same legal protections as heterosexual couples? That seems to me to be a very reasonable question. And I think his answer was, I treat them, the same way I treat heterosexual couples. He didn't say it in quite those words, but that was what I took away from it. Mike Pompeo grilled by Cory Booker about his views on gay marriage. I want to play one quick clip of Pompeo, and this time with Robert Menendez, a liberal Democrat senator from New Jersey. And I want you to listen to how he answered another really tough question. It's Mike Pompeo.
I'm happy to talk about this administration's work on Russia. I'm happy to talk about our work on sanctions, if that's what you'd...
Let me ask you this.
If that's what's your question.
Did President Trump ever discuss the FBI or special counsel Russia's investigation with you?
Senator, again, I'm not going to talk about private conversations I've had with the president.
So whenever you come, if you were to be confirmed in the future and we're going to try to talk about foreign policy and we ask you where is the president at or this or that, you're not going to disclose
conversations. I'm happy to answer questions about our administration's policies, the work that we're doing. You're asking about conversations. You should know, Senator, as well. I spoke with Special Counsel Mueller, who interviewed me, requested an interview. I cooperated. Your colleagues on the Senate Intelligence Committee have asked for information from me and from the Central Intelligence Agency, as has the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I think the leaders of those two organizations, in a bipartisan way, that would say I've been cooperative. And in matters related,
so you have spoken to Special Counsel Mueller.
Yes, that's correct.
And what was the subject of the conversation,
Senator? I'm not going to speak to that.
The fact is, and I don't understand this. I can't ever recall questions like this being asked of Obama administration cabinet members. Maybe they were, and I just missed it. But the lack of respect for privilege. You know, a president has got to be able to have a reasonable conversation with people that work for him, whether it be Sean Spicer or Kellyanne Conway or members of their cabinet, without worrying about it coming out in a congressional hearing. I'll be honest with you, those questions like that just don't make sense.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, my name is Brent Jones. I am running for Lieutenant Governor. Today, Nevada is experiencing the negative consequences of a liberal agenda that is 1. Constantly hunting for more of your hard-earned tax dollars, 2. Harming our children with a failed school system that is indoctrinating them with socialistic propaganda, 3. Aggressively pushing to grab and take away your gun rights, 4. Flooding our state with illegal aliens that are draining our valuable resources, and 5. Abusing the election system to further push through the liberal agenda. We must not allow them to ruin our state and become Sanctuary California East. As your former assemblyman, I have a proven track record of standing up to the establishment and of voting against the liberal agenda. I did not and will not succumb to the Nevada swamp that is constantly pushing for even larger government and control over your life and personal liberties. Because I listened to you, I was the first elected official to publicly endorse Donald Trump. You told me, as a successful businessman, he gets it. He wasn't just another lying politician saying anything to get your vote. I stand with our president, and I will stand with you. I will fight the good fight. Together, we can and will take Nevada back. For more information, go to VoteBrentJones.com. That's VoteBrentJones.com. Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.
2018 is going to be a watershed year for Republicans, for conservatives, for our country. It is going to determine the direction that our country goes in for maybe, I don't know, maybe a decade. A lot of stuff, a lot of serious stuff that we're going to be talking about over the next 6 months. Right up to November and the midterm elections. Control of the Senate, the House, impeachment. It's all going to be out there. Stick around. Tim Phillips, president of Americans for Prosperity. They're going to have a hand in what happens between now and November. And we'll find out the game plan coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Well, we've moved. The Veterans Transition Resource Center is now located at 2690 East Sunset Road at the corner of McLeod across from Sunset Park. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturdays by appointment. If you need to file a disability claim, need help with benefits, or appeal a ratings decision, stop by or give us a call at 702-954-6300. That address once again, 2690 East Sunset Road in Las Vegas. The zip is 89120.